Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Lots going on this morning, and we'll get into the entire show we have planned for you. But first, let me say hi to 610 on the phones. Good morning.
Hey, Kevin, how are you?
Hi, who's this?
Coma Jim.
Coma Jim?
Yeah,
Coma Jim,
buddy.
Of course. Hey, how you been, man?
Good. Hey, I have a story about when we got pulled over once.
I didn't think you were allowed to drive because you were in a coma for a long time. And
I know,
blind.
I wasn't driving, but I got us out of the ticket.
How?
Disneyland.
That's what I thought too.
Have you ever seen that movie, Coma Jim?
What?
Don't worry about it. What is your statement? Go ahead.
We're going to the hospital.
Oh.
It's way less just funny. Like that?
Is that how you said it?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Hospital.
The guy shined the light in my eye and he blinded me and I was like, oh my God.
Aren't you blind though already?
Yeah.
What? So then how did he blind you with a light when you were already blind?
Well, he shined it in my face and he thought it blind me.
Mm-hmm. But he didn't at all, because you're blind.
Right, because I'm blind.
Yeah, you should have rehearsed the story. It's good to hear from you again. I'm glad you're still listening. We haven't heard from you since the Eagles. You started calling a lot during the playoff run, NFL season. You go Eagles, Eagles, Eagles. Then you disappeared for months.
I know, but that's all that I had, Kev. I don't have anything to say, really.
Oh, well, you're...
Come on, you've got a lot to say about stories that are...
Fascinating life. I mean, you're one of these guys that lived a lot of your life inside of a coma, and now you're out on the other side.
I know, but all I did was sleep during the whole time.
Someone said they call him Coma Jim because his stories are giving me a coma.
Exactly. You know, Coma Jim, if you really worked with somebody, you know, those survival stories really sell. You could write a whole memoir.
Well, hook me up with somebody, Allie. Who do you know?
We got no connections. Hey, Coma Jim, when you were in a coma, did you have someone that would go over and like cut your hair and clip your nails and do all that stuff?
Yep. I guess they clipped my nails.
All right. Well, the story gets better. All right, Coma Jim.
He's blind, Klein. He doesn't know.
Well, that's right. He doesn't know. Feel your nails.
I don't know. Yeah, I was in a coma, Kev. I don't know.
All right, one of these days. Thank you, Coma Jim, for calling. Good to hear from you again. I like that guy. He's got good energy. You talk about a guy that's been dealt a bad hand in life. I mean, a guy got hit in the head with a speedboat. It's probably during the summer, too. Was that during the summer? Must have been.
Yeah, it was August. It was right before my freshman year of high school.
Yeah, so think about that.
Whoa, it was? I didn't realize you were that young.
Yeah, I was 15.
Guy's living a great life. He's got his whole life ahead of him. Speedboat hits him in the head, goes into a coma for I don't even know how long, and then he comes out and he's all jammed up. But he did make some money. Got paid good money. His little lawsuit from the boat
Know, Kev, that I was an Olympic athlete before?
Yeah. He told us that.
He did?
And
yeah,
I forgot. I told you all
yes,
that.
We
yeah.
all knew that, of course.
I love how you're like, I don't know what he was doing, but who knows how long his coma was. Like, he told us all this last
time. He did? Yes. He really did? Maybe I'm the guy.
Yeah, but
in the
what
coma.
Olympic sport were you in track? I forget.
No, I was skiing.
Oh, that's right, skiing.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then, but now you're a Special Olympian, right?
Well, I was, but I sort of got it out of that.
Right, because you were playing golf. That was the
weren't you
thing.
Too good?
Yeah, I did really good golf and blind golf. I played blind golf.
Blind golf, but you were not special enough for the Special Olympics, so you were winning all the medals. You felt guilty about it, so you basically took yourself out of the games.
Yes, I did. Yeah. When I was there and somebody's and some other person who I was competing against, he was all intense and he kept and I was like I felt really bad for him. So
yeah, fair enough. That's very noble of you. That's why I like Coma Jim.
Coma Jim inspired Blind Charlie. Remember we talked to Blind Charlie and he was saying I heard you guys talking to a guy who was playing golf blind and I thought how the hell could somebody do something like that and inspired him to be a part of the Special Olympics too. So you're an inspiration, Coma Jim.
Am I really? I didn't even know that. That's awesome, Allie. Thank you.
Yeah. So you keep living your life, buddy. You call anytime.
All right, Kevin. Hey, the guys who answer the phone are not very friendly.
Oh man. No. Here we go.
What happened?
Who answered the phone? What did the person?
I don't know. Somebody.
Did
she sound like? Did she yell at you?
It was
like
a guy?
A guy. So
and what did he say?
He wasn't very nice. He was like very rude, but that's all right.
He was rude to you?
Yeah.
It's funny, I got this call about Johnny as well.
Good morning, sweet Dibbits. Sadly, I'm
is this also Coma Jim?
No, this is not Coma Jim. This is another guy. This guy may have been in a coma too, but listen.
Sadly, I'm calling in for a complaint for Mr. Postmaster Johnny, like everyone else. But been a long time listener, nonstop. Love you guys. But you gotta get that motherfucker out of there. You gotta fire him. I'm calling because I got through for the Mumford & Son tickets, for the banjo, and whatever else is on the line, but I got through and I believe my mom's name came on because sadly, just like Allie, I'm still on my parents' phone line. But I said, hey, this is Robert. I'm in San Bernardino. They're asking.
You know what? I'm with Johnny on this guy's call. I think whatever Johnny did with that guy, I got to side with Johnny.
What does he get to the point, man?
He's there's a lot of calls. He sure did. All right. Well, that message goes on for another 3 minutes, but
it does?
A long complaint about Johnny. I mean, if you want to hear it, I don't know. The guy feels like.
Where are you calling from? What's your name? My name's Robert. Sam Dio. No, your name. And then a little drunk.
Oh, okay.
But.
Okay, well, he's drunk, so whatever. He's not happy with Johnny. Listen, I can't control Johnny, unfortunately. That guy does his own thing. All right.
That's right.
Coma Jim, we got to go.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Hey, take care. Bye, Allie.
Bye.
Thank you. There he goes, Coma Jim.
What a start to the show.
Nice guy. All right. Well, we got to take a break now. Now we're way behind. We were on time. We were starting early. We were good, Allie. We were ahead of schedule even.
Sometimes for a whole 11 minutes.
And now we're already late. We'll take a quick break when we get back. $100 of Allie's cash up for grabs on a Thrifty Thursday. To take Allie's money is the sweetest day of the week to do it. Call us now for $100 cash money. Allie Knows the News is next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What, do you want to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.